Mary Niemela joins me from the Barbara Kettle Gunlock Shelter Home. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Ted.
Good to have you here. You've got a golf adventure coming up again.
We do. It's our fourth annual four-person scramble on August 1st this year, and we're having it up again at Twin Lakes at Wyandotte Hills Club, and it's going to be a great day, unlike today.
Unlike today, no. It's going to be it's going to be sunny and about 71.
That would be nice.
Perfect golf weather, and then no significant breeze to, well, maybe you want a lot of breeze.
When I'm a golfer,
I want a lot of breeze. I need more excuses to.
Or maybe it's behind you, so it'll help you.
Oh, that's it.
That's true.
Yes. The breeze will always be at your back.
That's right.
No matter what hole you're playing out there.
But the clubhouse is air-conditioned, so I run out occasionally to take pictures. And
then you go back into the air conditioning.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
certainly,
good.
Certainly. Mm-hmm.
So this raises money for just general operations at the shelter home?
Sure. The funds that we raise from this will go to direct services to clients. And, of course, including that we're there every day of the year, 24 hours a day. So that includes keeping the utilities and, you know, all the things that go along with running a house as well. But any type we can help out a client with direct services, that will be what it goes to first.
I suspect a lot of people don't really think about the concept that you guys are really on 24/7, 365.
That's right. And you know, domestic violence doesn't just happen between 8 and 4.
Matter of fact, I'd suspect it rather rarely happens between 8 and 4. It probably happens more in the home hours.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, it when it happens and when somebody comes into shelter are not always the same time, you know.
That's true.
It takes time for a woman to leave or to think that she can leave or be able to get out. I mean, sometimes it's when their partner's not home or you know, whatever, just ran an errand, it might be her opportunity to leave. So, I mean, it's a process. Leaving is a process. And the victim is really the only one that really knows when that's going to happen.
For those who are not familiar, run down a little bit of what the Barbara Kettle Gunlock Shelter Home offers.
Well, we're a shelter for victims of domestic violence and their children, and we provide services for victims, residential and non-residential. So we have a court advocate as well that will help anybody work through that legal process. And we're not lawyers, but we can certainly walk them through the system and direct them, make the referrals that need to be made if someone's in that situation. But our main goal is to offer shelter and clothing and food and, you know, safety from the person that's harming them. And oftentimes that's, you know, their husband or their partner. And you know, women love their partner or their husband, but it's the fear that she has of his behavior and belief system that he thinks he can do that to her. So,
and alcohol and drugs often involved in this.
Well, they sometimes are, but they're, you know, I need to say too that they're a separate issue. If you took away the alcohol and the substance abuse or the drugs and that in a domestic violence situation, you'd have a sober batterer. I mean, the behaviors are still there, whether somebody has alcohol in them or not.
So alcohol doesn't create the problem, it simply exacerbates the problem.
Sometimes it's a causal factor, sometimes it's involved, but you know, some of our worst situations have had no alcohol involved in them whatsoever. It's a belief in a behavior system that somebody has. And oftentimes batterers know that alcohol will be an accepted excuse.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I was drunk, so I won't do it again.
That's right, yep. And we believe it, and alcohol is a legal substance. It's not, you know, I mean, it's not illegal to purchase or drink it, and, you know, it's illegal to drive drunk, but, I mean, it's not...
It's legal to use, to it's legal to mm-hmm. own, it's legal to sell.
Mm-hmm.
How many clients do you serve in a year?
Well, we were just comparing that when we talked on the Copper Country Today program just yesterday, is that I compared it to last fiscal year, which was fiscal year 13-14. Our fiscal year starts in October, and we count shelter nights all the time. So say a woman and three children came in, and for each night they're there, that's four shelter nights. Well, for the 13-14 fiscal year, we had, I believe it was about 516 shelter nights, and in the first 6 months of this fiscal year, from October of 2014 to 6 months ago, we had well over 1,600 shelter nights already.
What? That's
so
huge.
Yes, we are extremely busy, and it's just incredible.
Can you finger why that is? I mean, typically we look at situations such as this, when the economy is getting worse, mm-hmm. we see an increase. Well, nominally, at least, the economy, it's generally not getting worse, getting a little bit better, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Any ideas?
No, it's just there. I mean, we've had denials, which in that same fiscal year from 13-14, we had two denials. And a denial is we're at capacity and the person calling is in a domestic violence situation. In April alone of this fiscal year, we had 14.
And oh, my
word.
In
May, we had 7. And so what we do then is we try to get that person to another shelter or another safe place to the best we can, you know.
Because the last thing you want to do is say to the, typically a woman mm-hmm. who's coming into you and saying, help me,
right.
Saying, so sorry, we're full.
Yeah. I would have to say the majority of those calls that, you know, the caller was at somewhere else maybe than rather than in the home.
Okay.
But yet they can't stay there forever either, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe they're with a parent who lives in, you know, a subsidized housing or whatever, which they can't stay for extended periods of time. But, so, we just kept telling people, call back, you know, because it changes daily. You know, somebody comes in and goes out and you know, sometimes people are there for a long time because housing is such a tough thing to get nowadays, affordable housing. And if you don't have a job or sustainable income, even the services that are out there to help with that aren't necessarily going to help you if you don't have sustainable income.
Yeah. Of course, this might be good news. This might be good news because maybe this has been going on all the time and more people are just feeling empowered to call and do something about it.
Right. Well, the victim knows when it's time to leave, you know, and leaving is a process for her. It's not something she's going to do the first time he yells at her or the first time he even hits her because she doesn't want to believe that's happening either. And I think that's one thing that society has to know is that... you know, we always ask, why doesn't she just leave? What we should be asking is, why does he still abuse? We know why she doesn't leave. Love, fear, money, kids, housing, religion, culture. I mean, they're all out there. All those factors are out there. And we're blaming her for staying in that situation for all those reasons.
But the bottom line is, with this increase in business, we in the community need to step up and support you in any way we can.
That's true. And of course, our Friends of the Shelter campaign is going on right now and then attending this golf scramble. This is our 35th year of being a funded shelter. This is our 35th anniversary year. And so in September, we're going to be having a celebratory dinner. And I hope a lot of people turn out for that as well, just to hear why we really need a shelter in our community. We service Keweenaw, Houghton, and Onondaga counties, and although we've had people from all over, not just those three counties.
The annual golf scramble for the Barbara Kettle Gunlock Shelter Home coming up on the 1st of August. How do people sign up, Mary?
They just call up to the clubhouse at 288-3720. And if you want to rent a cart as well, you would call up there to register. It's a four-person scramble. It's $50 a person, and that includes dinner. And it's a great day, and we have a lot of nice prizes, and of course, all the prizes for the flights are cash prizes, so it's a good opportunity to win back your registration.
If you don't have three other people to play with you, or maybe there are just a husband and a wife who want to play, is there a way that they can get matched up with others to make up a four-person team?
Sure. Betty does a great job at doing that, and it's not just that we only accept four people who know each other. A good example of that is... a couple years ago, we had three people on a team, and one of those team members hopped on a golf cart and went over to the campgrounds, the Twin Lake campgrounds, and rustled up a golfer there. So so there was a fourth person. By 18 holes, they all knew each other very well.
I'll bet they did.
Yeah.
So we have details about this posted on our QNRReport.com community calendar, too, if folks
Great,
want to
thanks.
Refer to it there. Another event coming up later that we'll just allude to here, the Light the Night event. That's coming up. I hate to start talking about fall yet because that kind of makes it real, but
yes.
It is coming up in September.
Yes, on September 19th, on the Copper Country Today program, I said both dates, September 17th and 19th, but it is the 19th, so I did want to correct that. It's Light the Night. It's a fun run and walk, and it sounds like a great thing. Everybody's going to get colorful items to wear, glasses. I mean, the pictures alone here are really a lot of fun to look at. And it's going to benefit the shelter. I mean, they chose us to be that agency that's going to receive the proceeds from that this year. So all the registration information is at register at active.com, and it's $25. It includes t-shirt, glow sticks, and an optional blast, meaning that you can get all full of color, painted with color.
Oh boy.
Yes, yes. So,
because I've always wanted that.
I bet you wanted.
People
to
were just saying the other day,
clothes.
Todd, you're looking a little pale.
Well, it says things that glow, so you could be one that glows.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, it's a 5K run and walk. It starts at 7:45 at night. On the 19th of
we'll
September.
We'll be talking
yes,
more about
course.
That as the event gets a little
yep.
bit closer.
Thanks
but Mary, thank you for
it.
Coming in. If mm-hmm. folks are looking to get in touch with you, maybe there's somebody listening who's reached that point where she thinks it's time for me to make a change in my life. How do they get in touch?
They can call our shelter at 337-5623, and we're there 24/7 to answer your calls, and you can call anonymously if you just want to talk about your situation.
Very good, Mary. Thank you for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks a lot for having
from
me.
From the Barbara Kettle Gunlock Shelter Home here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.